Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, thank you to Sam Cook, who just joined us in the first segment to talk about his career in the NFL, what's next for him. Again, he's going to be a consultant for the Ravens and special teams. He's not leaving football, just going to not be playing it anymore.
He is on his way to practice. He was on his way to practice as we were talking to him. Yeah, I really appreciate him working that into his busy day. He's got a son. Sam Cook has a son graduating this week. He has already one graduate, high school graduate. Yeah. He's very busy, very busy. So he worked that into his day, and I really appreciate it.
Yes. If you missed any of that, it's on the podcast page at theticketfm.com or wherever you get your podcast at for this show. Couple things I want to get to. People are asking about this, so I guess we'll go to this. Trev Albert said last night that apparently the red balloons will be no more for Nebraska home football games. This is for 24. Why are you laughing over there?
You're very serious. Go ahead.
Well, hey, the balloons go mean ahead. A lot to people who have been to games for a long time.
Go ahead, Walter Cronkite. Report this news.
Per Brian Christopherson, 24/7 Sports, red balloons will no longer be supplied around Memorial Stadium prior to games. That's from Trev Alberts last night on his radio, Huskers Radio Network. Quote, "This isn't a great update for those fans that love the red balloons, as do I. We've talked a little bit in the past about the balloons and the environmental impact, and it's a real thing. We've continued to do the balloons, but this year is a little bit different. While we're still concerned about the environmental impact of the balloons, the reality is requiring helium in today's day and age, some of the production of it is challenged and it's been really hard to get. So we've sort of been asked by the university, the helium that we were getting from the university, we need to use for medical purposes at UNMC and Omaha." So apparently, Sip, they might be doing some sort of digital version of the balloons to be released on the screens.
Digital balloons.
Mm. Not quite the same.
One addition to this story, okay, that he said, I think some of the helium, Alberts said this, Trev, I think some of the helium, if I'm not mistaken, is over in Russia. Over in Russia. And they're, according to a story from Radio France International, Russia was expected to produce up to one-third of the world's helium supply because of a new plant going online last year. Russia, of course, has been sanctioned worldwide and had its exports limited due to its invasion of Ukraine.
Hmm.
Interesting. Russia produces up to one-third of the world's helium supply. I did not know that.
There's some things you just don't know until the facts come
now,
out.
Now, of course, how am I going to react to this as an old? As an old.
Thank you for describing yourself as that. I didn't say it.
I regard it with sadness. It's sadness.
You laughed earlier.
Because you were being so serious.
Oh.
I like it when you get serious in your news presentation mode. I don't know how youngs regard it, but this old regards it with sadness. I love to see those balloons go airborne. It's a huge tradition that dates to a lot of people's youth, including mine. There's something magical about it.
I think the magic died on the balloons.
No, stop.
The problem has been that Nebraska was struggling to score at times. They were trailing these games, so it almost became sarcastic balloons when they went up. in these years of in these years of losing five straight losing seasons.
All right, would you stop?
I'm just pointing. I'm pointing out the facts here.
Your golf swing might be in a big funk because you're just in a big funk. Big funk.
It's possible. I like that nickname. I do. That's the big funk over there, man.
What's up, big funk?
Yeah, I like it. I kinda like it.
So okay, I'm not going to make a mountain out of a molehill, though. But I don't want to come off whiny, but when these traditions end, it sort of saddens me. When these things start changing, you know, I'm an old that's resistant to some change.
I see that. I'm aware of that.
I would like to hear your feelings on this matter.
On the balloons?
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Is this a shoulder shrug for you?
Well, let's say this. If Nebraska, over the last 20 years, just, instead of being average to bad for not all of it, but some of it.
What? For the last 20 years, average to bad?
Well, at least the last 5 years of that.
You don't think getting to the conference title game was better than
average? I said collectively. That's 1 year out of 20. They've missed five straight bowl games. Bill Callahan missed two bowl games. That's seven bowl games out of 20. I mean, and there's some good seasons. I would say average to bad the last 20 years.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, if they had been solid, if they were winning 9, 10, 11 games a year and continuing to be relevant in today's day and age in football, and this happened, I'd be a little bit more sad because, yeah, it's part of the tradition of the success of Nebraska football. It's not the reason why they're successful, but it's how we celebrate. But I've seen too many sarcastic balloon releases that it doesn't really affect me as much.
Well, and that's not why they're ending it. It's a helium supply.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah. Or at least that's the way it's being couched.
That's what they're saying.
It's being couched that way.
He did say that they pointed out before the environmental issues with it. Like, now it's the helium, but it has been in the past considered to be stopped because of environmental issues.
Animals might
end up in the balloons.
Yeah, and I will say this. I've spent some moments in the press box watching a balloon go far into the distance. You know, there's always one you can watch, train your eye on, right?
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
And you watch it and it goes so high.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
You follow the one balloon.
Yeah, and you wonder where that balloon is going to end up. And it kind of takes you away from the world. You know,
okay, that's fair. That's a pretty accurate description.
For about 3 minutes, it takes you away.
I have been there. I have done that.
Yeah, and you wonder, I always wondered if that balloon might drop near my house. Because often they would go that way toward the east. I just wonder how far it might go.
John says, deep thoughts by Sip. He tracks. The reason you're sad about the balloons is because you can't just track the one for 3 minutes and wonder where it's going to end up. And if it might, finally, it just might end up in your backyard.
Yeah. In our pond where a fish could meet its untimely demise. Yeah. And Trixie would become instantaneously somber.
You want some response here on the text line?
I'd like to hear it.
402-464-5685. Here is the comments. Kenny says, Jake is right. It's not a cool thing anymore.
Oh, God.
Holding balloons until the second or third quarter, then releasing them while losing is not exactly fun. It turned into that often.
I don't know. You can. There's different ways to spin that. You could say there was more anticipation as the game wore on, right? And you hadn't scored.
You're down 38-0 to Oklahoma State in homecoming.
I just want to release this balloon. There it goes.
Do I get a chance
lost
to release
this? A little
helium
since I bought it. All right, go ahead.
It's a field goal. Can we release it now? It's not a touchdown.
Hear you.
Someone says this. Joe says, Sipple, give Jake a break. When your golf game is bad, you're angry at everything, and justifiably so.
Well, you're pretty angry, I've noticed, anyway. So we have to talk.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
No, when my golf game is in shambles, I'm in a horrible mood.
You're doing all right, then, under the circumstances.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please consider the circumstances here.
Mm-hmm. Big funk.
All right, here's one that's supporting you on the balloons and why it's sad that they're going away. This is Dexter, unnamed. Jake, you're thinking too much, and think of the kids that go for the first time to a game. They don't even know if we win or lose in the eye and beauty. And they see the balloons go up as a special moment that nobody can ever dog like you are right now.
Yeah, no, remember
I'm not
that.
Dogging the balloons. I just said they're unnecessary. I didn't say, yes, this is the best day ever. The balloons are gone. I didn't say that.
Well, there's a lot of
I just said I'm not sad.
There's a lot of things in life that are unnecessary but are very pleasant and worthwhile, okay? Saying hello to a person at breakfast isn't necessary, but it's nice to do, right? Okay, it's not necessary. Balloons aren't necessary. No, the world will go on. But it was a very nice tradition. It was a very nice tradition. And yeah, Dexter, the texter, is 100% correct. Kids, young kids that go to the game, the result is the result. But they'll remember those balloons going up when they see them for the first time. It's cool. Now, you're right. It had a bigger impact when Nebraska was rolling.
They were good.
Okay. So you sound spoiled. You sound like a spoiled Nebraska fan.
I know. Yeah, well, I am.
You were spoiled, weren't you?
My first ever game I went to was Oklahoma-Nebraska 2001.
What happened that game?
That was Eric Crouch had a touchdown catch from Mike Stuntz. That was my first ever game.
What was the crowd like that game?
On the end of everything. You know, I missed the great times there of being at those games. When they had championships. They made the championship that season.
That was your first game.
That was my first ever game in attendance.
See, I go back to like when my dad would take me to this, there's three boys in the family. So every season, one boy would get to go to a game. And, I go back to those, I was there for some incredible games, including when Billy Sims left it on the one or the two. And, Nebraska was on top of the college football world. When those balloons were going up in those days, you get the chills thinking about it.
You also weren't holding on to them for quarters.
Well, I wasn't holding on to one because we were underneath the awning.
They were being held on to for minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, not all the time. That game was close. I can't remember the final. That might have been 17-14. So it wasn't like,
Okay.
But anyway, I can't remember the score of that game.
Greg in Indianapolis said one Husker balloon landed on their farm by Elk Point, South Dakota once.
Is that right? Is that possible?
Where else would the red balloon come from? Say Nebraska on it. If it's got a big N on it, then I assume it's from Nebraska.
It would just be a piece, Jake. It wouldn't be the entire balloon.
He said that one landed on his yard.
Would it be the entire balloon?
Greg, was the balloon intact still? Was it just a piece of the balloon, or was it actually the full balloon?
It could be the full balloon, I guess, now that you mention it. Where was that?
Elk Point, South Dakota.
No kidding. It could fly that far.
Yep.
God, that makes me want to bring him back even more.
Corey says, is it necessary that I listen to this show every day? Every damn day.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is, Corey. Yeah. It's 100% necessary. Please report in tomorrow.
Corey, I've got no balloons to release here, though. What should we do for our version of the balloon release during this show?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, what in life is 100% necessary? There's water. Yeah, there are things that are,
food.
But you can boil it down pretty fast.
Sleep.
IRS.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Many would disagree with that.
No, not many. Unless you're on the lamb.
Song of the day and the golf review are next in an early break on the ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.